I tell them always, be careful to listen. This is your beracha. Listen to the beracha and have in mind. And this, what we tell them, there's a question in the books. Why they don't say Shehiyan? Wife, the Shehiyan. And that's why you see some people, they bring a talit, say Shehiyan on the talit, and they say they have in mind his wife too. This is one of the reasons they say Shehiyan. But of course they make the talit also for Chuppah, we'll come to it later. That this is the stage that we said Beracha for Kiddushin. Now, after the Erusin, we come to the Nisuin. What is the Nisuin? When they go together into a room, when they are in the apartment, and they stay long enough to become husband and wife. And again, they designate witnesses to stand there. That means we need witnesses for the Kiddushin, and we need witnesses for the Nisuin. Now, when we say we need the witness of Kiddushin and Nisuin, then always we must have witnesses. When they finish the ceremony, father and groom going into a room. And we have to designate witnesses going with them. They lock the room, they wait. Ashkenazim insist on it. Yichud, 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 you hear them saying. And there is Adai Yichud, who are the Adai Yichud? Who are the witnesses? And they do it. But we don't insist on it. Why? Because the Gemara said, Chuppah is equally the same as having Yehud. Once you put the bride and groom under the Chuppah, and there is witnesses over there, that's good enough, sufficient. That's called Nesu'ah already. The Chuppah makes her already married, the third stage. Then Chuppah, Konam, Kalvahoma. This is what we rely on. But of course, long ago used to be the Chuppah, or the Chuppah in the house, or used to be the Chuppah by certain clothes that they put over them. From this came the idea of the canopy. The canopy used to be four standing poles and the cover on the top, and very good. And only Hatan and Kala under it, and people standing around. Later on, the poles became short. The short poles, four men holding them to show their affection towards their loved ones, okay, and they hold it. It was good. Ceremony used to be 6 minutes. We made four weddings, I remember, of a cousin and myself. We used to go four weddings in 2 hours every Sunday. We come from 2 to 4. The rule was 2 to 4 weddings. First wedding was Menorah Temple in Borough Park. That was the best hall, was beautiful. Okay, 2 o'clock, from 2 to 2:30, already we went, we performed the ceremony, and we left. Half hour the whole thing. Of course, a man standing at the doorway, he gives everyone a package at the beginning of the bus, later on, button, box of chocolate. From there we went to Ocean Park, which we sent them. This was also the most popular place. Ocean Park Jewish Center, 2:30 to 3. We finished already. We go from Ocean Park Jewish Center, third wedding used to be in East Midwood. East Midwood is an old time also, like Ocean Park Jewish Center and East Midwood. These are the oldest time. We finish from 3 to 3:30. We go from there, Manhattan Beach was not better, wasn't better in existence. It was Manhattan Beach Jewish Center, and was 3:34. 4, we come back home. Today, we have to wait 2 hours before we make the wedding. Oh, Shmaisa. And what? What spending? What that? What used to be? $200? The whole wedding is done, with the dinner, whatever. Well, after people go, members of the family come to the house, they eat the dinner, they dance. That was good. I remember my wedding, I took one of the Syrians that was a cook over here, and I then wasn't happy. I said, I don't know what the kashrut and that. I told him, listen, you want me to take you? I'll have to do whatever I want. Yeah. I said, I want to buy the meat. I want to bring somebody to see what's happening. So Hakam, Shma Bedak, whatever you want. He was just the cook. So okay, we did it. But believe me or not, the whole wedding cost me $200. That's nothing. But $200 was big money that time, but imagine, not what they spend today. And that huppah, what was today huppah? Flowers, fancy, 10, 15 people under it. That's a real huppah. Okay, we rely on what? On the tarlet. The tarlet, they used to hold it. And I told the people, I saw that the ceremony lasts too long now to put their hands like this. I said, put it down. Sometimes they listen, sometimes they refuse. Okay, I left. I leave them. 4 or 5 minutes later, I said, put it down. Oh, thank you, Rabbi. Put it down. They feel already, they feel it on their arm. Yeah. You have to know how to handle the people. Now, this is the idea of Huppah. Now then we have, as I said before, the three stages of Shidduchim, Erusin, and Nisuin. And as I said, the Kadosh Baruch Hu did the same thing with Am Yisrael. And the Har that was picked up, and this was the Huppah, and the Kedushim when he gave them the Torah. Yes. Then, as I said, the bracha is really for anything that you enjoy in life. You have to make bracha, but at the same time, there is also the other reason of sheva, praise to God. Thank God that He created the woman because of to eat something good meal without a wife. The wife brings a good meal. You will have the experience, don't worry. Now, we say, when we praise God, Gemara said in Berachot, and all the words of Sheva, we do it ala yayin. Every Shira ala yayin. We take a cup of wine, and we say Berachot on the wine, and then we say the praise of God. This is Berkat HaSheva, the Berakha of Irusin, it's called Berkat HaSheva. And of course, a person has to have wine. If he doesn't have wine, he wouldn't get married. Sometimes a person in the place doesn't have wine, and he wants to get married. So, okay, you can say Berakha of Irusin even without wine. But there is one thing. When you say Berakha without the wine, this Berkat HaRusin is good, but you need 10 men. Where did they learn it from? We learned 10 men from Megillat Rut. You know, in Rut it's written, Boaz, when he got married, it's written that Boaz gathered 10 people for his marriage. Shavah Berachot, the ceremony. And they learned, the Gemara learned from it, that there is Sheva Berachot. When we look at the Berachot, I was talking now about the stages of marriage. I didn't go into details what they have to do. In Erusin, I said, is when he gives something to the bride and she gets some benefit from him, by this she is becoming his wife. Where we learn it? The Torah said, Ki yikach ish isha, that he is buying her. Buying, when you buy, you pay for it. And the Gemara said, En kiha ela bekesef. Shne'emar natati kesef asadeh, kach mimeni. Abraham Avinu told Efron, giving you the kesef, take it from me. That's called the kiha. And therefore, when he said ki yikach ish isha, how does he take it? With money. This is what Gemara said, that we learn marriage goes with money. There is different ways, but one most popular, most known, is that he gets her with the money. Now, well, that's what we do today. The Rishon is with what? With money. But really, not necessarily to have money. You can have anything. In the very old time, they gave diamond ring. But the rabbi stopped it. Why? Diamond ring caused problems. Okay, there's arguments sometimes after they get married. You know, a little bit cooling off period. All of a sudden, he comes home, he says a certain sentence. She doesn't like a certain word. What do you say? He repeats it. Oh, yeah? Then you start. Then she answers him back, and he doubles it. And no time you see everything and claim. Here, take it. I thought you were giving me that much. It is half of I appraised it. It's half of what I thought. Looking for troubles only. Oh, I said, no stone. Stone is appraisal. Is that? No. You want to get married? A plain wedding band. Okay, gold wedding band. That became a custom. Gold wedding band for a wedding. But what, the girls will be cheated? They can lose that? They made something new. Engagement ring. They get the stone anyhow. That diamond ring, they get it. Okay. And they come with the golden band. Now, golden band in Syria, they don't like golden band. Why? Again, you need appraisal. Is this 14 carats, 18, 22? It was a time this is of great value. Then they started in Syria. All utensils are made from heavy quality silver. Silver cup, silver spoon, you know, from the Middle East they come. All this quality of silver, very good. And give us that silver spoon, give us that silver cup, whatever it is. Everybody was standard price known, heavy quality, and they give it to them. They came here to America to bring silver spoon to the wedding ceremony. And when it came, the currency. What currency? Silver dollar. Dollar used to be pure silver. But there was a time, till 1963. I don't know how many of you will remember what happened in 63, there was a year of inflation. Gold used to be an ounce for $40. All of a sudden, it went up. $60, too high. In no time, you see, it started climbing. 60, 80, 100, 200, 300, 400, 750. Can you imagine? From $40 to 750. The Arabs, a few years later, they bought most of the gold in the world because they're the richest people from the oil for $7.50. When gold goes up, when gold goes up, silver goes up. Gold goes down, silver goes down. Every day up to now, prices in the paper. How much is the gold? Number of years later, went down. Went down from $7.50. Stabilized around the 400, 395, 403, every day. Very recent, went down to 370 around. Later on, 350. Then went up again to 379. You know. Now went 330 something. Then when gold goes down, silver down. Now silver dollar became worth $35. 1963. And the Syrian people, they had 3,000, 4,000 several dollars, everyone accumulates in his house. They became rich in one day. Oh, 35 times as much. Can you imagine? Hundreds of thousands. All of a sudden, they have hundreds of thousands of dollars. But many, many homes were they broke into, and they stole their. So they became rich and became poor, many of them in one day. Ooh, what a year. I remember what a year it was. All of a sudden, joy, all of a sudden, sadness. But this is what happened in our community. And from then on, they couldn't get $7 for a wedding. They were asking each other to give them, because the government did not issue any more $7. From 63 till 87, there was no, the government did not issue any. Wasn't in the market. But they had private people there. They used to joke in every wedding, hey, this coin from 1887, 1885. That everybody used to talk about it. But 87, the government issued silver dollar again. But not in the market. Still, what, $10, $8, they don't want to give you $8 for $1. What they do? The bank sells it, or coin collector store. This is the story of the, but the question came, can they marry with a coin or not? Some books in recent times, they came and said, is not allowed to get married with currency. Why? It's very simple. Because sometimes there is a revolution. When a revolution happens, the first thing that's being voided, the currency. Then worth nothing. And he said, since worth nothing, how can you take a dollar, piece of paper, like the rubles, the Russian, many people were millionaires. They had so many rubles. All the rubles became piece of paper. Once the communists ruled, that's all. But the richest people in the world became the poorest people. And there's something, every revolution, when there is, the first thing to be voided, the currency. Say, how can you? Maybe this thing that you give her, now it's what? Next minute is worth nothing. This is, but the halakha is not so. Because something now it's worth money. Even though it's a piece of paper, it's worth money. Something worth money is good. But I tell them, you know, I used to tell them to insist. They used to tell them, you are Kadeshni b'matbeya azeh. I told them not to say that. But with the silver of this coin, I emphasized it many times at the wedding. Otherwise, I told them, I advise you to say that. With the silver, because the silver that the material, it always will be worth. Even if you melt it, still, there is shaveh kesef. That's worth money. This is the better way to satisfy that opinion. Even though the halakha doesn't need, but it's better.
Why don't we just use a simple ring like other communities do?
I spoke before about it. I mentioned that they were doing it first with diamond ring. Then went from diamond ring into gold. From gold went into silver. Now the silver, that some they do ring from silver, the Iraqi Jews. But they tell you the silver is rahamim. The have is din. According to Kabbalah, it's better to have silver. But some, they still insist on a ring, because especially with Bishpahim, he gives Ramazim on it, the Urmaki for Penimir. I'm not going to go into Kabbalah. But Bishpahim said, according to Kabbalah, better ring. But he made the custom, this is the silver that already there is in the market. The ring, not always, you have to go and make it. But this is already there. That's why. The coin is easier. Silver dollar was all over. That's why they could do it. As I said, the Kabbalah Kesef is better than Zahav, Rahamim. Anyhow, we went to speak about from one to another. We went. Now, I'll go further. I said beracha, when a person comes and said, "Hare at mekudeshet li," because pahaden kedat. What's mekudeshet? Mekudeshet comes like kodesh. What's kodesh? If a person gives something to the kodesh, can he use it later on? It's not allowed. You are mekudeshet li. You have become kedusha li. That means somebody else cannot use it. This is what comes to support certain Gemara Kiddushin. Mekudeshet melashon kodesh. Then suppose a person said, "Are at mekudeshet," then say li. Are at mekudeshet. Good? Sufficient or no? Are at mekudeshet is not enough. It has to be li. Could be mekudeshet somebody else. So they become shaliyah. That means they say kedat Moshe v'Yisrael. What is the kedat Moshe? The kedat Torah. What is the kedat Moshe v'Yisrael? Say kedat Torah, kedin Torah. Really, kedat Rashi Tevot, kedin Torah. But why Moshe v'Yisrael? But to tell you, when we get married, according to the opinion of the rabbis, if the rabbi tells you the marriage is good, good. If the marriage is no good, no good. You are, there needs a divorce, divorce. Sometimes a marriage is valid, sometimes not. Voided. What is it? We have to know what woman a person is allowed to get married to or not. Here we come to the point, very important thing. When a person gets married, or he has children to get married, I said many times, parents have to keep an eye to see what the child, whom does he go with. Who's the girl? The minute you know he is going out, who's the girl? Right away to know the parents, to know the yichus. Who is the family? Who is the father? Who is the mother? Who is the grandfather? Sometimes I tell you, children don't let us know. They know. That's a problem. What you have to train already the child, from the very beginning, you go, you have to know who do you go with. Because otherwise, a person will be too late to know about it, especially today. There are many times people that meet someone, that one is adopted. You don't know. You have to find out if they are really the natural children to their parents or not. And I know from experience what's happening. Now, the adoption, sometimes it's good. Sometimes the adoption is all good. In general, I don't like adoption altogether. But if it's done according to the halacha or not, if it's done according to the halacha, okay, it's possible. But if it's not done according to the halacha, goyim gemurim. How is he going to get married to a goya when he is a Jew? And if you don't even know if he married a Jewish girl or not. Sometimes later on, after they claim this is the girl of these parents and that, then you find the truth later on. No, she's adopted. What's the origin of this girl? If the origin is not Jewish, need what? Gerut. Needs conversion. You have to know. There is Bedin, needs a Bedin. If Bedin doesn't do the Gerut, it's all absolutely Goya. What will be with the children? Children come, they are goyim. What will be with that? You need so much cross examinations, need so much to be checked, and to know that you are marrying the proper one. And the rabbi cannot perform the wedding otherwise. And the responsibility of the rabbi, the responsibility of the man that get married, you know, he has to, the parents, they have to take responsibility. Who is the child getting married to? And I'm saying this with all sincerity. We are living in a time such a mixed up. We don't have even a record in our community. We're supposed to be. When I came here to this country, I begged and I spoke about it. And it was never done. So far, for some reason, they refused to do it. They must have a record that is being done in the office of the community, that special archive for that, to know exactly the record of all the children, who is the father, who is the mother, and so on. With this, we will know for the future what to do. There are many times the Kohen cannot go with the adopted. If there is an adopted, he is not allowed to marry her. What would be? In time, you don't know. Adopted or adopted, Kohen goes with the girl, he gets involved with her, then he's in trouble. Which I had a few years ago already a few times about this. The man calls me. You mean to say my son is a Kohen, is involved with a girl, cannot marry her? I say, no, you can't. It's impossible. And this brings problems. A Kohen cannot marry Gerusha. You have to find out right away if the son Kohen goes with a Gerusha or not. Kohen cannot marry Halutza. That Halutza, you know, just like a divorcee. You can. We had a person here. There was a Halutza. I told him, no way. He went to Rav HaKassim. He said, I told him no. He said, he called me up. You told me no? I said, yes, Rabbi, it's Halutza. Oh, Halutza, of course not. I told him no. Hamabadia came here. We were in deal, and then one rabbi comes with the man. Rabbi, we want to talk to you. I said, okay, talk. I was with the rabbi alone there. He said, well, they want to talk to you alone. The rabbi said, there's a difference between me and the rabbi. I said, no, rabbi, and you right away. I said, they want to talk to you about something. I walked out. 20 minutes later, the rabbi comes out, very angry. What do you want me to? To permit something which is forbidden? This reminds me of Chaim Mordechai Atiyah was telling me, Alav Shalom here. Somebody came and said, Rabbi, can you make some heter for us to eat a little bit of ham or that? Then he told him, you want me to make a heter? I'll tell you a story about it. Said somebody brought a pig to a rabbi. He said, Rabbi, make it kosher for me. Well, this is not kosher. I said, I know it's not kosher. That's why I came to you, to make it kosher. He said, but this is not kosher. He said, that's why I came to you. You can make kosher the pig. I said, what do you want me? To make something forbidden, permitted? He got very angry. So then I told him, Hacham, I know the problems. We told them, no use. But they want to hear that. The rabbi will find heter for them. The rabbi will find that something committed. It's ridiculous. This is what, if people ahead of time would look forward to see if the child is being raised with Torah, with mitzvot, easily he will understand what they're doing. But our children, that they go in the middle of their learning right to the world, and all of a sudden they get involved with someone. They don't think at the beginning, should I be involved or not? They have to train them to this, to let the children know. Before you know, you go with someone, to know whom do you go with. This must be done by the parents right away. If the parents are not doing it ahead of time, they will regret it later on. I know that there is a lady, she's not so religious, but they're very particular about it. Just recently she spoke to me. She wouldn't recognize her child at all. But I said, you see, if you don't train them with Torah to understand how important it is, I said, they tell you what's the difference. But if you are going to train them properly, then you won't be disappointed later on. It's very difficult. Sometimes a girl tells them, what's the difference? If the girl did not learn, went to public school, and she doesn't care about it, what's the difference? Then the mother has to argue with her daughter, fight her. No, she doesn't want. which is a very important from the very beginning. This has to be spread all over. Friends, relatives, from the very beginning they go. And today they go very early. They go to parties, dancing, or they get involved right away from early age. But the minute they are teenage, already they are involved. They have to be told early who is the boy you are going with, who is the girl you go with. This is, if not, definitely will be here and there, always they meet with troubles. I hope, let's hope, Be'ezrat Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the right direction that we shall raise our children, grandchildren properly, and we shall never see some kind of troubles in our families. I mean, that the family will be with Kedusha, Tara, Be'ezrat Hashem. Now, יש לנו אורח השבוע. יהיה לנו בשבת פה. יהיה חם דוד יוסף יבוא, Minister of Labor from the government, they will be here this Shabbat. They'll be in Shang Etzion. Yes, what do you want to say? To know. I see you are looking at me. I thought you have a question. Okay. Be'ezrat Hashem, next session will continue more deeper with this thing. ולכן לעולם, אמן ואמן, בחגה ונחשה אומר, יצא חדש בחוץ, זכות נשא את פיך, רבו נמת המסור שנאמר, אדוני יחפש מעצחו, ירדיל תורה וידיר, יתקו.